understand, okay? You just don't understand the fine points of gambling. You're never supposed to stop when you're on a winning streak.
A winning streak? You played one game!
Stan, okay?
What?
All right, Stan, okay?
Kick it!
This is a great song for a Monday, I think. Beastie Boys. It sums up how I was feeling all day. I just never seemed to manage to get my shit together today. Like, as soon as I woke up, I was running late. And yeah, like, one stage I looked at my watch and I was already, like, 5 minutes late. Should have left for school. And I realised I hadn't brushed my teeth and I hadn't put my contacts in. And I said, well, I've only got enough time for one. So I had to pick which one. So I decided to put my contacts in. I think if that ever happens in the future, I'll brush my teeth instead of the contacts because my teeth just felt grotty all day. Or I guess I could do option C and not spend 20 minutes on snowboard.com in the morning. The time goes pretty quickly when you're on snowboard.com first thing in the morning. Yeah, apart from that, it wasn't a bad day. I guess it was April Fool's on Saturday, and Philippe, God bless him, he tried to fool me. So my mum came up to me and said, "Oh, you got a phone call. It's your teacher, Mr. Studdard, on the phone." And I thought, "Oh, that's kind of strange. My science teacher calling me on a Saturday, on April Fool's Day. That's weird." So, it was Philippe, but I have to give him points. He Skyped me and called me, and he called my home phone on Skype, and he used this like computer program that disguises his voice. So I knew it wasn't my teacher, but I didn't know who it was. So yeah, good try, Philippe. Usually I'm the one who does the pranks, but the pranks continued today at school because in English, my phone went off ringing. And somebody had managed to get hold of my phone and change the dial tone to Fall Out Boy. Dance, dance. And yeah, so I got this text message from a phone number 123456. And yeah, the message was, "Turn your phone off, motherfucker." So I don't know who that was. James was acting very suspicious. He knew nothing about it, of course. And so this happened in English. And we have a rule at our school that if you use your phone in class, or if your phone goes off, that the teacher takes your phone and gives it to the principal, and you have to go pick it up from the principal at the end of the day. So, yeah, I have to figure out who did that. Who did that. But, and doesn't, the thing that pisses me off is that, yeah, that, I got charged $4 for that Fall Out Boy dial tone. But I guess the one good thing is that it doesn't really sound anything like Fall Out Boy. I'll play it now. Hopefully you can hear it. Whoa. So that doesn't sound anything like it. Here we go. This sounds a bit... Yeah. So this phone, the phone went off and I thought... Because I have... I actually have Green Day's Basket Case. That's my tone. So I was like, who the fuck has Fallout Boy? The whole song played, and then I realized it was... Then I thought, oh, that sounds like... Sounds like it's coming from under my ass. It sounds like it's coming from my pocket. So, but I think the best April Fool's joke prank has to go to my friend Sean. Well, I can't believe he did this. So his sister Brianna. She's 19. She's like 18 or 19, and whenever I go over to his place or any of his friends go over there, like she's really feral to his friends. Like, she says, don't eat any of our food, and like, she tells us to take our shoes off. Like, I always take my shoes off, but... And she's, like, really bossy and just flat-out rude. So, on Saturday night, I guess Sean snuck into her room or something, and he shaved off her eyebrows. I just can't believe it. Because I actually saw her on... She works at, like, Zares, or, like, the grocery store here. And I went with my mum, and I knew that he'd done it because I spoke to him. And she was working there. So, like, my mum started to go up to her checkout. And I said, no, don't go there. Don't go to her. Because I could see it. And she must have, like, drawn them on something. Because it was, like, in pen or something, her eyebrows. And I knew that if I went to her checkout, that I would just burst out laughing. And she would probably reach across the checkout and punch me in the face. So, but that was the best prank. So, well done, Sean. So, yeah. That was the weekend, full of April Fool's pranks and daylight saving. That's a prank in its own, I think. For some reason, I thought we were going to get an extra hour of sleep. And no, we lose an hour. I'm really not a fan of the daylight saving. I don't see the point of it. But, so also on the weekend, I went and saw V for Vendetta. It was a pretty good movie. I thought it was great. Yeah, I didn't really like The Matrix, so I had to be dragged to this movie, but it was really good. I liked it. Yeah, but apart from the movie, that was pretty much my weekend. I just, like, had to sleep a lot because I was really jet-lagged the whole weekend, unfortunately. I kind of lost my weekend from having to sleep the whole time. And plus I was a bit sick as well. Yeah, it's like I have a cold or something. But I'm almost 100% now. And also on the weekend, yeah, just heaps and heaps of homework. Yeah, so I went to school on Friday and found out that there's actually an English presentation due on Wednesday, which I didn't know about, so spent the weekend doing that. Yeah, so back to reality, I guess, after having a month off. Vacation in Australia. It's back to the grindstone, back to work and school and... but it's nice. Nice to get back into a routine. And speaking of routine, I'm going to do NAF stuff now. I just have one thing for NAF stuff now. And it's a band. I hear a lot of people talking about Dragon Force these days. And yeah, I don't mind Dragon Force, but I think if I had to listen to Dragon Force for a couple of hours... they'd do my head in after a while. Whereas this band, I think I could listen to all day, no worries, because they're not unsimilar to Dragon Force, but they're just a little bit more tongue in cheek, and they make great videos as well. And of course, it's The Darkness. So that's the NAF band, The Darkness, and the song's called Knockers, which I believe is English for tits. So here's the song.
You in my
Yeah, that is ridiculous, but I love it. And that is the end of the episode 29. Thanks for listening. Email me, shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. Cheers, bye.